First of all, I want to ask, next year, are you thinking about any personnel changes in the orchestra? Most of the orchestra, I think, now is people you've picked.
No, not next year, but you know, an orchestra is always changing. There will be, of course, in the future, again, retirements. Changes insofar, yes, because we have two open positions, actually, principal clarinet and principal horn, so we're looking already for quite some time to find the right match, and hopefully soon we will find somebody.
The neighborhood residencies next year, is that going to be continuing or no?
Yes, absolutely. You know, as I said, you know, it's important that we actually honor the community which supports us for now nearly 100 years.
I'm curious about Tristan and Isolde, too. Who's going to be Tristan and who's going to be Isolde?
As Isolde, we have the most famous there is, Nino Stemme. As Tristan, Gerhard Siegel, who always used to be sort of more in the character tenor fach, but he sang last year with me this really difficult role in Die Liebe der Dane by Strauss in Salzburg, and that's a wonderful, great Helden tenor voice.
So Nina Stemme, the Swedish soprano, yes. That's a little bit significant because she sang Isolde in I believe 2013 with the Vienna State Opera, with you conducting. Is there a little bit of a significance there? Is it kind of, are you going to bring some of the same approaches to this performance?
No, absolutely not. We are just trying to get the best people available. And she is the best, like the entire opera world, I think, agrees on that. So, She worked with us before. We did Salome together a couple of years ago, which we also took to Carnegie Hall, and she loved it. So she said immediately, yes, of course I come.
Just looking at your first 15 years, can you characterize maybe how you've changed the orchestra? You've talked a lot about that chamber music approach to playing.
Yeah, but it's also, I talked about the warmth and the singing sound. That's actually one of the reasons why we do opera, because you can learn that from great voices like Nino Stemme. So I believe, but others will be better judges of that, that the orchestra is now known not only for its precision and transparency, but yet also for... We have heard that over the last couple of years so many times, how with what elegance and warmth the orchestra plays. So I think that has changed in my tenure.